Christmas time, mistletoe and wine, and beer and vodka and gin and rum and whiskey and sours and Bailey and Jaeger bombs and dragon soup and bleach and agile toilet duck and oven cleaner and nail varnish remover and pledge and all and CBD liquid and whatever the fuck that is.
There he is, Bruce. Caught him sneaking about on your roof. Obviously trying to break in, eh? I shouts up when I sees him. Thieving cunt, shites it and slips. Falls right off and lands on his head, eh? Funny as fuck. Anyway, I'll away out to the woods and bury the cunt, eh?
Bob, do you know who that is?
No. Just some gadgy housebreaking cunt, eh?
Big white beard? All that red? Doesn't give you any clues?
Nah. Pass, like.
It's Karl Marx. They're doing a history of communism for the local Christmas panto this year.
Oh, no, they're not.
Oh, yes, they... Yes.
What the fuck was Karl Marx doing fannying about on your roof, though, Bruce?
Well, it isn't the real Karl Marx, is it? It's Grant McFarlane, the roofer. He was fixing some tiles that came loose with all that snow last week. He'll have been on his way to the theatre.
Ah.
No point burying him if he's died from a fall. It's not like you shot him or anything. Tell you what. Drive him up to that Italian chap's house. The one who runs the ice cream parlour on Wells Road. Dump him in the garden and phone the police.
You want to drop the ice cream boy in the shite?
Yes. He didn't have any rum and raisin when I was in there last Tuesday.
Rum and raisin?
It's my favourite.
Right. Funny time to be eating ice cream though, Bruce. December, eh?
It's the ideal time to eat ice cream, Bob. The queues are smaller.
True enough, Bruce, aye. Yeah, that's why you're the one with all the brains, eh?
Indeed. Even my garden path's covered in them now.
I know what you're thinking. If there's anyone who'll hate Christmas, it'll be this miserable cunt. And I admit, I do sometimes struggle to see the positive in things. But I'll tell you what, I didn't actually mind Christmas that much. I mean, that doesn't let it totally off the hook. There's still a few things about it that really fucking annoy me. Traditionally, it was the filling up of pubs by seasonal amateur drinkers. Office nights out and groups of insipid wankers in ironic Christmas jerseys. What about the old Jakey who keeps the place open the other 51 weeks of the year? He can't even get a seat. But anyway, that's not even the worst thing about Christmas nowadays. That award goes to those Amazon delivery drivers who make you scribble a line on their phone with your finger each time they drop something off. You can just imagine these minging bastards sitting on the kludgy, scrolling through that very same phone that they've made you fucking touch. Fucking brutal. Anyway, as I was saying, I quite like the festive period. You get a wee bit of time off your work and you don't feel as guilty for arsing a 12-pack of Guinness and a box of mince pies. I usually go out for a few pints with Lee on Christmas Eve. It's one of those wee traditions we've always had. For all the cunt's flaws, it'll be funny no doing that this year. He's been missing for months now after that incident in Dumfries. No sign of him anywhere. Probably some attention-seeking stunt to make his podcast more famous. I'll tell you a funny story though. Christmas Eve a few years ago. He was still working on the radio at the time and I was up from London for the holidays. We'd agreed to meet in the pub across the road for the studio. Lee was just finishing his shift on drive time and, in typical Lee fashion, he'd managed to get himself into a fucking ridiculous situation.
All right, folks, that's just about it from me. I'll be back on your radio in the new year. Enjoy the rest of your Christmas Eve as I pass you over to the very capable hands of Jane. And be sure to get in touch, let her know what you're up to. Some last-minute shopping, or if you're a bloke, more like starting your shopping, eh? Hey, you've been listening to Drive Time with Lee, and this last song is dedicated to all the folks out there who are driving home for Christmas. That's right, you guessed it, it's the Gaping Cockwounds with their new hit single, Prostate Examination. Ha! So long, you bunch of sad, miserable cunts. I am out of here. Merry fucking Christmas. I hope there's a good few of you get a terminal fucking diagnosis from Santa. Save me having to read out any more of your banal fucking texts. Big Tony the Jambo, Jean from Kilty, Davy the Builder, you can all suck my fucking...
Lee, your mic's still up.
Ah, shite, so it is. I'm still used to working at proper radio stations, but I had some cunt do all that for me. Anyway, best of luck with this lot. There's a half bottle in the top drawer. That'll help take the edge off it. As for me, pub time.
What do you mean, pub time?
I mean, it's time for the pub. As in, time for me to be in it.
You do remember you're dressing up as Santa later on at the hospital, don't you? It's your turn to give out presents in the sick kids' ward this year.
Is it? It can't be. I did it last year.
You were supposed to do it last year. We had this exact conversation and I covered for you.
Right. Well, I don't suppose you'd fancy covering for me again.
Well, how can I? I'm about to go on air. And my sister's up for the holidays, so I'm meeting her right after I finish.
Shite. Well, what about that wee permatan cunt who does the breakfast show? You got his number?
He's out in Budapest.
Oh, no doubt, eh? Not an ounce of professionalism in these young cunts. No wonder the industry's on its knees. And did I tell you I caught up every show last week? Oh, yeah, Shoreditch is just so cool. I know this cafe there that does, like, the most awesome breast milk lattes.
Multiple times, Lee.
Oh, did I? Right. What an absolute fanny, though, eh? Breast milk fucking lattes. Anyway, right, let's think. Who else can I get to cover for me?
Look, I'm sorry, but you're just going to have to do it yourself. They're not expecting you for a few hours yet, so you'll still have time for a quick shandy, but don't overdo it. The suit and the beard are downstairs in the broom cupboard.
But this is shite. It's Christmas Eve. I feel like Bob fucking Cratchit. I only just got out of putting a frock on for the panel this year. I do more fucking cosplay than those gimps at the comic conventions.
Well, you do appear to be cosplaying as a petulant whining tosser at the moment.
Very funny. It's not you who's had your Christmas ruined, though, is it?
Lee... One way or another, you are going to that hospital tonight. Now, whether that's on your own terms, dressed as Santa, or sitting in A&E with a broken jaw is entirely up to you. Now, I have a radio show to do, so I'd ask you to kindly fuck off out of my studio.
Sorry, could you repeat that last bit for me? Didn't quite catch it.
The bit about being busy in here?
No, the other bit.
That we're due some more snow tomorrow?
No, there was something else.
Ah, yeah. The fact that I need to find someone to dress up as Santa and give out presents in the sick kids' ward because I've taken half an ecchi at Mars.
That's the one.
I reckon I've got about an hour and a half to find some cunt who'll be up for it. I was thinking about offering that old cunt in the corner a fiver to do it, but he's just been sick all over his copy of the Racing Post.
Hang on, I'm just curious to unpack this a wee bit more. You took an ecstasy tablet up your bum.
Half an ecstasy tablet, Doogie. These fuckers are too strong to do in a oneer. My mate Craig brought them back from Amsterdam. Up his own arse, funnily enough. It's no kicked in yet. You'll know when it does.
I don't understand why you did that, though. You've literally just finished your work.
Aye, I split it and jammed it up there in the bogs when my second last song was playing. They taste like shite and I forgot to bring water into the cubicle with me. Taking them up the arse is more effective anyway. Gets it directly into the bloodstream. Stops the stomach acid taking its share.
So I've heard, aye, but why do that at your work?
Because I thought I'd time it nicely to kick in while I was meeting you.
Why?
Well, no offence, Toogie, but you're not the cheeriest con on earth, are you? At least if I'm flying on an ecky while talking to you, I can remain relatively positive about things.
Not that fucking bad.
No? You've just finished telling me that a good hard winter is what we need to kill off everyone over the age of 65.
Not everyone, just most of them. And you fucking agreed with me.
Aye, exactly. You bring me down to your own gloomy depths. But once the old ketamine starts pumping round my blood, I'll vehemently defend the lives of those old bastards.
I think you've got bigger things to worry about. You're going to need to find a replacement Santa before you finish that next pint, or you'll be back on the lump of coal. You kind of go up there ecked out your nut.
I'll no get fired, Doogie. I'm their marquee signing.
Are you fuck? What about the wee lad on the breakfast show? Cheryl says he came ninth in Big Brother.
Fuck that little cunt and fuck his television career. But anyway, you're right. I do need to get the finger out and find a subby Santa.
Well, can I just rule myself out before you go and fucking ask me? What?
Right, okay.
What?
You honestly think I'd ask you to play Santa? You?
What are you trying to say, like?
I don't think you could pull off Jolly even if I gave you the other half of that ecky.
But you've no long asked the boy up there who smashed his pint tumbler over the puggy. You know fine well he did 20 years for murder.
What? So you're actually offering to do it?
No, I'm saying I won't do it.
But you're also saying that I should still ask you to do it.
Well, yeah, I don't see
right.
Why you wouldn't.
Dookie, mate. Fancy getting the Santa kit on and hiking up to the hospital for me?
Absolutely fucking not.
Oh, thank Christ for that. I wouldn't wish that on anyone's sick bairn. Now, think. Who do I know that might be up for... Aha!
What?
I've got the very man. I'll just give him a wee bill. 2-6.
Lee, you cunt. Merry fucking Christmas, eh?
Georgie, boy, a very merry Christmas indeed. And a time of goodwill to all men, as they say. Listen, where are you now?
I'm in America, mate. For Christmas, eh?
America? For fuck's sake. I didn't realise you were heading out there. What state you in?
Which state, man? I'm fucking mortal, eh? Been on the beers all week. Anyway, what was it you needed for me?
Never mind, George. Enjoy your holiday. Shit.
No joy?
Why me? There's a fucking city full of cunts without a steadily dissolving ecky up their rectum. Anyone but fucking me. All those doctors and nurses up there too. Lazy bastards on the night shift, sitting on their asses watching telly. Can one of them no fucking do it? Alright, you get the pints in. I'll have one final sweep of the pub and see if I can find some cunt. If no, I'll just need a bite the bullet and do it my fucking self.
The old boy over there who spewed on his paper seems to have got his second wind. He might be worth a shout now.
Aye, could well be.
Alright, so we're in the midst of our Christmas Eve festive food debate. On the text this evening, Tony the Jumbo says, got to be the turkey and Brussels sprouts, lol. Whilst Jean and Kelty says pigs in blankets are her favourite. And here's one just in from David the Builder, who says he can't think of anything right now, but will text back in when he does. Thanks, Davy. Coming up for you in just a moment, we've got the new one from Peter Sutcliffe. Can he make Christmas number one this year? Things are really hotting up at the top of the charts, aren't they? It's ever so exciting. First, though, let's hear from a very important and special person, because we are live on the phone right now to Santa Claus himself, who's currently doing the rounds at the sick kids ward. Hello, Santa, can you hear me?
Merry Christmas.
Santa?
Indeed it is, yes, indeed it is.
Okay. You do sound a little different.
Yes. I think it's the morphine. You know, it's. I found a cabinet full of the stuff. I got a nice wee kick to it, doesn't it? You know.
And that does sound awfully like the pub in the background. Have you left the hospital already?
What? Oh, yes, we did, yes. See, the turtle's head was doing a 2-for-1 on Jaeger bombs, so I thought I'd pile all the kids onto the sleigh, and bring them down here. Yes, give them a half-decent Christmas present instead of all that shy.
Sleigh? Where on earth did you get a sleigh?
That was the funniest thing, you know. I was walking up to the hospital through the housing scheme and I just found it. It was just sitting there. I saw someone else dressed as Santa being bundled into a car by local businessman Bruce Mercer. Bless him. I said they needed him to play Karl Marx at the Christmas Panto. They're doing a history of communism, apparently. It's very festive. That's for Daniel Notsbury. Yep.
Hang on, what if that was the real Santa?
But Bruce also said he needed him to fix some roof tiles afterwards. Anyway, I thought I'd make use of the sleigh. The kids loved it, right? Although I think maybe I piled too many of them on at once. Say one of the reindeer actually had a heart attack, so I just left it on the doorstep of the butcher shop. So if you want something different for tomorrow, then just, you know, don't say who told you where to go.
Well, listen, I think it'd be a good idea to take the kids back to the hospital, don't you?
What? No, of course not. They're all also very full of Christmas spirits. Besides, is that Tiny Tim's round, right? I mean, that little shite's not getting out of here till he puts his hand in his fucking pocket, a little... Anyway, sorry, who are you again? And why am I on the phone to you? Well, actually, never mind, I just need to go. There's some lad over there, quite nice, he's eckied out of his nut, who wants to take us all down to a rave at that abandoned warehouse. Oh, I better go and round up the troops, eh? Merry Christmas! Have a good one.
All right then, let's get back to the music, shall we? Oh, hang on. Davy the Builder's just texted in again to say he still can't think of anything, but he hopefully will soon. Thanks, Davy. Now, where did Lee say that half bottle was hidden?
Actually, did end up gubbing the other half of that swager. Had a moderately decent time, too. I remember it had a wee Santa face on it. Nice touch, I thought. Anyway, wherever you are and whatever your festive plans are, I just wanted to wish you a moderately decent time, too. I mean, don't have too much fun. Nobody likes a smug bastard, do they? And if you fucking hate this time of year, don't worry about it. There's always some other cunt worse off than you. I mean, you could be lying on a table in an alien spaceship with E.T.'s fucking hand up your bum. Mind you, it'd be some fucking party if he finds a bag of eckies up there.